Your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of three Marines found dead in North Carolina Sunday was from Wisconsin. Lance Corporal Tanner Kaltenberg was from Madison and graduated from Verona High School. He was 19 years old. The local sheriff's department is investigating but says homicide has been ruled out. A heat wave is hitting Wisconsin. The National Weather Service expects high temperatures in the 90s tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. The humidity will make it feel warmer than 100 degrees. The weather is forecast to get milder this weekend. Smoky air is still a problem for people sensitive to air pollution. An air quality advisory is in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for much of Wisconsin. The State Department of Natural Resources blames higher than normal heat and Canadian wildfires. Governor Evers and Democratic lawmakers keep pushing for more money to help child care centers. There'll be a lot of money short, that is, after federal pandemic era aid runs out. Pete Schwabe reports.
Evers is touring Wisconsin to warn that Wisconsin will suffer if child state help. He says providers are struggling to pay workers competitive wages, and parents can't work if there's no one to watch their kids. Evers proposed $340 million to continue the Child Care Counts program. Republicans on the legislature's budget writing committee took it out, and Evers restored a fraction of it with his line item veto. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Republican state lawmakers, meanwhile, want to give parents a tax break. The Tiny Tot tax credit would exempt things like diapers, car seats, and strollers from the state sales tax. If the bill passes, it would save parents $37 million over the next 2 years. Wisconsin is part of a nationwide effort to keep food prices under control. Mike Moan reports.
31 attorneys general, including Wisconsin's, are working with the USDA to ultimately bring down food costs and create more choices at the supermarket. Recent inflation spikes have been a factor. Officials say part of the focus is the possibility of price gouging. Teresa Murray with the Public Interest Research Group says it's worth taking a closer look to see what's going on.
We very much believe in a free market, but not when it comes to, you know, crossing the line of trying to take advantage of individuals and families who are just trying to feed their kids.
Business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce oppose the move, calling it an overreach. Mike Moan, Wisconsin News Connection.
Wisconsin won more than a quarter of all the medals at the recent American Cheese Society judging competition in Des Moines. Wisconsin cheesemakers earned 86 awards, including 27 gold medals. I'm Terry Bell.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Baseball tonight at American Family Field. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The battle for the top spot in the NL Central continues as the Brewers host the Reds, game two of their series. Corbin Burns against the Reds rookie Andrew Abbott. Game time coming up in about 2 hours, 7:10 tonight in Milwaukee. Brewers fans coming to the ballpark to see the team's latest addition, 23-year-old Sal Frelick out of Boston. Here's Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Frelick to deep right. Sal Frelick.
Kid's off to a good start, isn't he?
He is off to the best start for a Brewers rookie since Paul Molitor in 1978. I asked Frelick what's on his mind as he steps into that batter's box.
Maybe just a reoccurring theme was just be yourself, you know, that's what got you here, so there's no reason to go up and completely change the player you are. I'm going to trust that, you know, what got me here, and I'm going to stick with that.
Craig Counsell getting questions about him after every game.
What can you say about Sal? Five plus hits, a home run here tonight.
Glad he's here. Yeah.
You know, like he said, three games. He had, like we talked, the first game was obviously just one to remember. And then you kind of, you know, go forth, you know, and with the rest of it. And, you know, the home runs are obviously, I don't think that's going to be, you know, necessarily his thing, but he's having good at-bats. And then that is his thing. And that's what we expect him to do, is have good at-bats. And you know, that he's providing that, you know, that's valuable.
NBA, the Boston Celtics have agreed to a five-year Supermax extension with guard Jaylen Brown worth $305 million, making him the highest paid player in NBA history. College football, former Badgers defensive coordinator Jim Leonard is going to work for head coach Brett Bielema as a defensive consultant for Illinois. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh facing a possible four-game suspension for recruitment violations. The Packers reporting to training camp. What's it like now with 13 drafted rookies and no Aaron Rodgers? Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, it feels like year one.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the happy hour, rolling into it, Dominic.
Happy Tuesday to you, Crudy. We appreciate everyone joining us. You can join us on the lines as well, 844-967-2789.
Before we get to the lines, though, we should announce, got my congressman, our friend Mark Pocan, joining us about 15 minutes, and Mark went full rampage against the GOP's bigoted anti-LGBTQ policies on the House floor. That is the reason we've invited Mark back for the umpteenth time. He's a good guy. He usually takes us up on it. But Casper, going to need your help. Want to play some of the sound of my congressman. And I got to tell you, he got salty. He got a little not friendly for FCC on the House floor. Casper, let's get started. I think we got about five cuts here. Indulge us. Play cut number one, if you would.
The fact that you would take away members' earmarks simply because they refer to the LGBTQI plus community is insane, is bigoted. You know, here we are talking about housing law in these three different earmarks. And if you look at the studies, the aggregate of all state available data shows the level of discrimination for gays and lesbians and gender identity is equal to that of discrimination in housing by race. And if you were to take away earmarks because they went to the NAACP or the Urban League, you would rightfully so be called racist bigots. But when you do it to the LGBT community, it's another frickin' day in Congress.
He's just getting started. That's my congressman, Mark Pocan. Let's hear cut two, Casper.
This is below the dignity of this committee. There is absolutely no excuse. The fact that for too many people, unless they're personally affected, they don't give a damn. Think about our colleague, a member from, I believe, Pennsylvania, who voted against the Respect for Marriage Act, and that weekend went to his son's wedding to his same-sex partner. Think of the embarrassment that that family went through at that point, and you all don't think about that. Think about me as your colleague. I told you the story about a plowing guy. Okay, fine, the guy doesn't want to plow my driveway. Whatever. But did I share with you when I used to get the article when I first ran for office where they wrote dead faggot over your face and sent it to you in the mail? Or the time that when I wasn't out yet, left a gay bar and two people followed me and beat me with a baseball bat till I was bloodied and unconscious and called me a faggot? This is what you guys do by introducing amendments like this, taking away from people's earmarks is absolutely below the dignity of Congress and certainly the Appropriations Committee.
More from Congressman Mark Pocan. He will join us very soon. He's joining at 5:20. But more from Mark on the House floor, a very impassioned Congressman Mark Pocan.
They always say there are Democrats, Republicans, and appropriators, and now we have to say there are Democrats, Republicans, appropriators, and unfortunately a bigger umbrella called bigots. Because when we do this stuff, that is what happens. Look, you started on the trans stuff. I understand. The conservative movement threw some spaghetti on the wall and found that most people didn't know someone who was trans. So it was easy to attack that because there was a fear factor. And then it slid to, you don't like cloth, pride flags. All right, fine. Ridiculous, but somewhat harmless. And then you said you can't discriminate against someone who believes marriage is between a man and a woman, even though the law says differently. That's just absurd, but harmful. But this today, saying Congress is going to take away the earmarks of your colleagues, of your members who want to protect people on housing, and you put it into this amendment and you make a good person who's the subcommittee chair have to put his name on this.
That was the part we could not play for you on the air. You know what he said. More from Congressman Mark Pocan. He'll be our guest very soon. But Casper, I believe this cut four.
This is below where we all are. We have to have more respect and dignity for our constituents, which, trust me, you have many LGBTQI constituents. Representative Calvert should hide and not vote on this. He has Palm Springs in his district. I mean, unless he really is ready for early retirement, I don't think it's a wise idea for him to stick around and vote on this. But this is below the dignity of this committee to be attacking our colleagues and their earmarks simply because there are four letters in the names on this. Do you realize how absolutely absurd the behavior of this committee is about to be?
Okay, we've got one final cut before Mark Pocan joins us. Again, this was Mark on the House floor. This is my congressman. This is him laying out the P's and Q's, played for the people. Mark Pocan, cut five.
Madam Chair, I respect this committee so much. I was so glad to get on appropriations because I don't have to go to judiciary oversight and government reform and spit on each other every minute of every day. And yet that's exactly what you're doing today. This is spitting on every single person who is LGBTQ+, but also our allies and others, because it's a slippery slope. You went from attacking the trans community to now affecting everybody in the community. And this, the next slippery slope is who's next? We are above this, Madam Chair. I would hope that we will fix this before we get out of here today. If not, I'm sorry that this happened today to the Appropriations Committee, and I hope that we are not permanently damaged by this action. I yield back.
The social wedge issues these Republicans seek to lay claim to, Dom, they affect people's lives. Right. And they set a tone in our communities, and they give, let's just say, those that would target gay people, they give them permission to target gay people. And that's what Mark was describing to us. He's going to join us today at 5:20. My Congressman Mark Pocan, couldn't be prouder of the man. That was a hell of a stump speech on the floor. Going to the phones, 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth, Minnesota. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, thank you for playing those outtakes. I've learned so much from the Honorable Representative Pocan just from that speech alone. I've got loved ones, one a lesbian, another one that's gay, male. And this is ridiculous. This, I don't know when this culture war began with Anita Bryant, but it just it's accelerated beyond control. That side has to realize they're way outnumbered. The culture has changed. They've lost the culture war, but they still bait everybody with it.
But the most vocal part of the Republican base are really white nationalist Christians at this point, Dynamo Dave. They use their religion as a justification for bigotry. And it's if if it wasn't the biggest part of the Republican base, believe me, dude, they wouldn't be doing it. They do this for electoral gain. Because we all know someone. They all know someone. They know a legislative aide. They know somebody who's gay that's affected by their actions. And they don't give a damn, Dave. They'll just run them over because they think that's good politics.
Very true. But when I was growing up, we had senators and governors who were Republican. This culture, there wasn't all this culture war stuff going on back then. And
I'm sorry, Dave, we're starting to lose you, fella. No, I think this has been a shift. I don't recall, and I didn't live through, or I was too young to recall, like Watergate, the moral majority, the silent majority of the American people. I mean, you know, every time the Bud Light sales crash, they claim, oh, the silent majority, we're still here. We still have impact. We got the number one racist song on iTunes. We got the number one Christian movie at the box office. Although, I mean, I thought the Barbie movie just crushed that thing. Didn't Barbie go really big? You know, they claim there's a hidden agenda in Barbie. You know who's really, really mad about the Barbie
movie?
Imagine
a bunch of conspiracy freaks think there's a hidden agenda in a Hollywood movie. Of course they do.
You know who's probably leading this charge? All the blonde hostesses. Unironically, on Fox News, complaining about the Barbie-ification of America. And I'm thinking, how do you think you got your job?
Wow. 844-967-2789. While I appreciate Dave's perspective, I got to think, man, this is the same old story. We've seen this before. I mean, gay marriage is a thing. I mean, recent thing. It's been allowed recently. I mean, they've been discriminated against gay marriage forever.
June of 2014 was Barb Crabb's.
This isn't ancient history. You know what I mean? This is the playbook, man. This is going back to the old days. And let's see who else we can persecute because of their lifestyle. And it just never made any sense to me. If you don't like it, don't do it. Why do you gotta inject yourselves into other people's lives? You know what I mean? If someone's born gay, they're gay. What are you gonna do about it? Mark Pocan is gay. Congressman Pocan is gay and he's married, happily married. Love his husband. They're a good couple, they're good people. And you Republicans are gonna go out there and you're gonna what? Do actions to minimize them. Right? To make them less than you. And for what purpose? To gin up votes? Because you think Jesus wants you to do that? Well, let's get to it. That's exactly what they hide. I mean, Stonewall Inn, man, right? I mean, we have been dealing with this forever. And society has been dealing with this forever, at least in this country. I mean, hell, back in the day, I mean, how long ago? Who cares? Find some love when you can. You know what I'm saying? Why do you gotta like be a bummer for everybody? Everybody's got a right to exist just like you heterosexuals do. If they're gay, they're gay. Doesn't make you gay and doesn't give you the right to dictate and to force them to live your lifestyle.
My congressman, our friend Mark Pocan, joins us next. You heard his impassioned words in the House of Congress. We'll see what was the actions of the Appropriations Committee after he chastised them. I think I know, because it's a Republican-controlled committee. Come back. More devil's advocates, our congressman, mine at least. I'm claiming I'm Mark Pocan. We'll be right.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Well,
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with thunderstorms developing late and lows in the upper 60s. Storms linger Wednesday morning, then sunny, hot, and low 90s for the afternoon. Sunny and hot Thursday, high mid-90s, maybe some storms late. Currently, it's 87.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. If you missed any of this fine program, please go online, hit civicmedia.us, click on the Shows tab, look for all the podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we welcome back a fine guest, my congressman, our friend Mark Pocan. Mark, welcome back to the Devil's Advocate.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, Mark, we're doing quite well. We just played the sound, at least part of the sound. You addressing your colleagues in the Appropriations Committee yesterday. Mark, if you would, set the stage. Tell us, why were you this fired up? What was the action of the Republicans on the committee that got you fired up like this, sir?
Yeah, I think that was last week, not yesterday, sorry. But, it used to be a normal committee, right? Like, you know, you had judiciary and oversight and government reform where you go there to fight every day, even if it's about nothing. You know, appropriations, we actually have a job. The only bill that has to pass is the budget bills. And it always operated normally until Kevin McCarthy became speaker and he put a bunch of the crazies on the committee. And now instead of doing the normal work we do with appropriations, they're just cutting things down to 22 levels against the debt ceiling agreement. And then they're adding all these extreme riders going after abortion, going after diversity, equity, inclusion, and going after LGBTQ equality. And it started out this year, you know, they went after the trans community because, you know, the conservative movement nationally, there's a great article in the New York Times, talked about how, you know, most people didn't know someone who was trans or didn't think they did. And this was a good new fear issue from them. But then as the committee started marking up the budget, we went from there to banning pride flags, to saying you can't discriminate against someone who believes marriage is only between a man and woman. And then most recent in that day, they actually went and on drag shows, but they went after earmarks of members out of 2,680 earmarks in the transportation, housing, and urban development budget. The only three they objected to happened to be the only three that went to LGBT organizations. And, you know, it's just gotten that the amount of bigotry and outright discrimination isn't even veiled anymore. It's just full throttle, and, you know, they needed to be called out for it.
Now, Mark, you recalled one of your own experiences, at least one of your own experiences. You were violently attacked, Mark. I did not know that as part of your history, and you feel like you were targeted for your sexuality. Would you mind repeating some part of that story for us, Mark?
Well, I was just sharing. I mean, yeah, my story, unfortunately, isn't that different than many others, but it was before I was really out. I was at a gay bar in Madison, and in leaving it, I was followed by a couple people I eventually realized with a baseball bat, you know, beaten, knocked unconscious, and called a faggot. And, you know, that my story is fine. I've got some stitches, right? And actually, it probably helped me to come out and be active. But for many people, especially most recently in the trans community, I mean, until a couple months ago, and I'm not sure if there has been another death in Milwaukee, but in a 9-month period, three trans women of color were killed. And, you know, these stories get the fuel from the actions by politicians that like to find these issues to appeal to certain, you know, narrow segments of their base or to fundraise off of. But it has a real ramification. And that's what the message we are trying to get across to them, that you know, in the comparison we used eventually was explaining, you know, I think one of our debates, and we unfortunately we've had many of these on the same issue in appropriations. But, you know, back in World War II, I'm going to forget the name of the movie right now, but there was a show on Broadway that raised $10 million for the Army Relief Fund, and they did a movie on it, and Ronald Reagan was in it with Soldiers in Drag, right? Like, it's, they've gone pretty far from what most anyone actually considers, you know, a controversial issue. I mean, in my district last summer, Spring Green, there are posters and all the store windows for a drag show, and Darlington, I saw a poster last year for drag trivia on a Sunday morning, and that's one of the most rural parts of my district. There's not even a stop-and-go light in Lafayette County. And yet Republicans are trying to resurrect some issues for political gain and, quite honestly, bluntly, for, like, fundraising off of the very narrow discriminatory base that believes in those issues. And yet we're not seeing Republicans stand up both in my committee and other places. Instead, they're doing just the opposite. They're allowing these things to happen.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates, Congressman Mark Polkan joining us. Mark, it's been, what, a long time since Stonewall, 1969, you know, the gay rights movement. Lots of progress has been made, of course, gay marriage as well. So it seems like we've kind of, you know, went around that corner a little bit, and now it seems we're getting pulled back. Do you believe that this is purely for political purposes, or what's the motivation, and what is the what's the remedy?
So it is for political purposes, because these days the Republicans only do anything to appeal to their base. They're all afraid of having a primary. It's the Donald Trumpification of Republican Party, which is really now a cult, right, of Donald Trump as their cult leader. And the problem is they're going down this path because, again, if you only talk to your base, there is a small segment, but in the base it's loud enough that talks about these issues. So they're trying to appeal to them. And they love division. They love fear. And if they can put these issues back out there, they think they're going to win. Now, I think they're going to lose miserably ultimately, because I think most people, even many Republicans, certainly independents and absolutely Democrats, find these issues to go back on the culture war issues very, you know, not fruitful, right? Whether it be abortion, whether it be attacking the LGBTQ community, whether it be going after things like diversity, equity, inclusion. I mean, they even took away all the funding for the Hispanic Museum, the National Hispanic Museum, and from the Hispanic Art Gallery, the National Gallery. So it's like, unless you're an old straight white dude, like most of their caucus, they don't care about you. But they're sending that message so strongly that I think, you know, again, real people, not people in Washington, not hyper-political, this does not work for it. It's a losing strategy. And, I get why they're doing it, because that's all they do these days. And they let Marjorie Taylor Greene and people like that be their spokespeople. But it's not a sustainable strategy, I really believe. In the meantime, though, you will have discrimination. You will have people hurt. There will be a price to be paid by real Americans.
Mark, I understand you got to vote in Congress. Do a little of the people's work still today. We'll let you go, Congressman. Thank you so much for joining the Devil's Advocates today.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, thanks, guys. Sorry, more time next time.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. More time for you, though. 844-96-PARTY. Come on back.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. About 240 million Americans are about to feel the heat as high temps keep soaring and spreading. Here's CBS's Christian Benavides.
By the middle of the week, more than two-thirds of Americans will be fleeing oppressive temperatures as the heat pushes to the Midwest and the East Coast.
UPS says it's reached a contract deal to avoid a strike. CBS's Kimmy McCormick has more on what's involved.
The terms include safety issues and equipping more trucks with air conditioning and other equipment, higher wages and benefits. A UPS official calls it a win-win-win agreement.
President Biden honored Emmett Till and his mother Mamie today with a national monument. Till was tortured and killed, Mamie later showing the world that brutality with an open casket funeral.
Barbaric what happened. And seriously, all you moms out there, imagine the courage it took to say, let them see.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have
105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, rolling through the happy Tuesday happy hour. Always happy when Mark Pocan comes round, my congressman. Thank you, Mark. Can you not hear me, Dom? I'm super sexy.
Oh, we're good. I got you. Yeah, that's amazing.
We're going to get to all the sexy callers soon, Dom, at 844-967-2789. But before we do, I got some less sexy, less political news.
Oh, really?
Jim Leonard, who I like a lot. Often gets the carry out at the restaurant my kid works at in Middleton. He has taken a football coaching job. And of course, he was not offered the head coaching job. He was the interim head coach here at UW. Luke Fickle got the permanent job, if you will, Dom. And they drove Jim Leonard to Illinois.
The Fighting Illini.
He's
How do you
gonna
feel about
be
that, Michael?
I don't it makes me kind of salty. I'm gonna say something you can't say here on the radio, Dom. Like a senior football analyst, something like that, working for Brett Bielema, former Badger coach at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. I don't even like the name of their city.
Wait, so he's working for another coach who
used to be a Badger coach? Yeah, Brett Bielema.
Wow, okay.
See why I'm particularly salty about this news?
You know, I mean, how does Illinois like Wisconsin sloppy seconds? I mean, come on, man. Do you think this is going to impact The Big Ten this year. I mean, to my recollection, Illinois is, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a huge college football guy, but they're not a storied franchise.
Well,
I understand.
When Paul Chryst lost to Illinois last year, he also lost his job.
Yeah.
They beat Wisconsin's ass.
Yeah, all right, all right.
844-967-2789. Your calls, your comments, always appreciated here. Mark from the SAC, very patient man. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, not a problem. It's of interest, a couple of points. It's of interest to the Republicans, unless I'm confusing things. Didn't they just introduce a resolution to the latest session to limit it to just election day voting, that in-person election day voting? Maybe I have that confused with other stuff.
Yes, at the Wisconsin, you know, Republican convention this summer, there was a resolution to support that. Now, that doesn't go anywhere, but yeah, they're all about that. And now they're rolling out this, hey, let's vote early plan. You know, it was this, GOP Ronna Romney, right? And in this, at the same time, if you look at the news today, Mitt is like trying to come up with a reason, trying to tell people, hey, you know, get behind somebody else to compete with Trump. So I wonder what Thanksgiving is going to be like at the Romneys this year.
Have a plan B.
Yeah.
Mark, getting a little echo there. 844-967-2789. That means it's your turn, Karina. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Karina.
Hi, guys. You know what? I think that you are absolutely right. There is something wrong with the Christianity. You know, they start up screaming that the Jewish killed Jesus and hunt Jewish people one more time. Then they start the crucifixion. Then the witch hunt. Then Inquisition. Now they got two gay people. And I don't understand. Buddhist doesn't have much of a problem with that. They not really talk about it. Hindu, not really talk about it. Even Judaism, not really talking about it. What's wrong with Christianity? And I know that I'm going to make a lot of people angry about it, but unfortunately, this is just a fact. That's thank you for listening.
Thank you, Karina, yeah, for calling.
Thanks, Karina.
And let's not leave out the Muslims there either. But isn't Buddhism more of a philosophy than a religion?
I mean, whatever. You know, listen, there's a point. You know, if the teachings that I recall, as I was forced to engage in the religious teachings, as I was being groomed and indoctrinated as a child, was that Jesus is love, right? Love is love. As we talked about, if Joel Osteen goes to heaven, I mean, do I want to go there? No, hell to the no. The guy wouldn't even open a church for hurricane victims until he was, you know, shamed into it until he, what, he spoke to God? I don't know. But it's not just the fact. And there is a holy book that says somewhere something about man not laying with a man. Whatever. Okay. But that same book, and I believe even the same chapters, or I'm not sure how it all works, Leviticus, I don't recall, but there's something about eating shellfish, so no shrimp for you. I don't see this lady who didn't have a client and didn't have a website, you know, company to create a web. Is she going to make something for Red Lobster? Would she cash those checks? Because they serve a lot of shellfish. And in my understanding, that's really, really bad. Here in the state of Wisconsin, man, we love ourselves some bacon, man. I love bacon. Bacon also very, very bad. And let us not forget.
Come on, you can't tell me bacon's
terrible.
Bad.
I want to see the protests at the Target's, at the Kohl's. I want to see protests at all the retail shops. Because if you mix, damn you, if you mix your wools and your linens, if you mix your fabrics, may you be damned to hell. They're not going after and fighting those battles. No, 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 no. Because nobody cares. But people seem to care for some reason about the gays. So, yeah, it's hypocritical. It's BS. And I don't care what you believe in. You can believe whatever you want. When you take those beliefs and try to impose them onto society simply because you believe it, well, and if other people don't believe it, then you want to force it upon them. Well, then now we got a problem. Now we have a big problem.
You know what else the Republicans seemingly gin up a lot of hate for, a lot of fear of? The immigrants. Especially the brown-skinned ones down on the
southern border. Aren't we all immigrants, Republicans? I mean, really?
Well, you know, not if yours got here before somebody else's. Then you're the good kind of immigrant. Okay. You know, we came over under the immigration laws back before, you know, there were any caps and any sort of limitations on immigration.
We came under the immigration
line
laws
and did it the right way. When there was no line.
You're right.
Dominic, want to point out, I listen to Righty Whitey Talk Radio, and I don't recommend that you do that. Not with any
Thank
sort
you
of frequency.
Doing that for me, Crudy. Yes, I appreciate that. So I don't have to.
But Clay and Buck had Texas Governor Greg Abbott on today bragging about his, you know, he's helping the federal government by putting the razor wire on the barrels and putting them out in the Rio Grande. You know, because the southern border crossing in the United States apparently has become the most dangerous, according to, you know, UNICEF or somebody. And, you know, they aren't really worried about the, you know, the outcomes for the immigrants. That was my impression. But it sure does make a talking point against Joe Biden. So they got to do something. So their bright idea is in the middle of a river, take a barrel that you might try to grab onto for some sort of flotation because you're crossing a river and create an impediment with razor wire.
Oh, see?
So you won't be tempted to try not to drown by holding onto the barrel that's blocking your passage across the Rio Grande. And the Biden administration apparently has sued over this policy, Dom. And Greg Abbott, being ever the good Christian, you know, he's doing it for the immigrants, Dom. Because left to their own devices, they're being taken advantage of by the cartels who are making money on them. And some are being thrown into semi-trucks. And how this policy actually helps any of them, I'm less clear. But I found myself wondering, where's the Christianity here? You know, these supposed Christians. And if you believe in Christianity, and I'm not here to preach, and I know you certainly aren't, but if you actually believe, isn't it about following the teachings of Jesus Christ? You know, what did he say about the immigrant, about the meek? It wasn't throw some razor wire on some barrels.
Are you sure?
Dissuade them from entering, you know, a safe port. So, anyways, Dom, and there's some more news. I don't know if you had seen this, but since we've been on the air, there's been some breaking news. And Annie, be patient. We'll get to more callers. 844-967-2789. You can be next if you hold on a bit longer. A federal judge this afternoon has blocked the Biden controversial asylum policy in a major blow to the administration. So it's only going to get worse, but let me give you the latest on, you know, the federal court shooting down Biden policies. A federal judge on Tuesday blocked President Joe Biden's controversial asylum policy, delivering a major blow to the administration, which has leaned on the measure to drive down border crossings. Now, to hear the ever-Christian wrapping himself in the Bible, Greg Abbott, tell it. Well, Joe Biden, while running for president, claimed he's an open borders guy. He never did that. I believe I heard, you know, Abbott bear false witness on a national radio show. But
well, the good news is if you ask for forgiveness, then you will be saved.
But the problem, if you believe Abbott's, you know, lying mouth, is that Joe Biden effectively is letting too many immigrants in, and it's overwhelming the state of Texas and the border communities, et cetera. But this is going to make it harder. The judge put the ruling on hold for 14 days for a possible appeal. I think the DOJ will appeal. The ruling against the Biden administration could have major implications on the U.S.-Mexico border, where crossings have plummeted since the rollout of the asylum policy, among other measures. So Title 42 ended. And what they tell us on Fox News, oh, there's caravans, there's immigrants, they're lining up at the border, they're 10 deep. That is not what happened. Check your facts. Actually, after the Title 42 ended, it has been less immigrants on the border, despite the, you know, foreshadowing on the Foxy News. But anyways, that could change, Dom. Here is a statement. The Justice Department disagrees with the district court's ruling today in the East Bay case and intends to appeal the decision and seek a stay pending appeal. We remain confident in our position. The circumvention of lawful pathways rule is a lawful exercise of the broad authority granted by the immigration laws. Now, Judge John Tigger of the Northern California District Court previously ruled against a similar policy under the Trump administration and expressed skepticism that there was any daylight between Biden's policy and the Trump-era policy during a court hearing last week. Administration officials have rejected the comparison to Trump-era rules. And Dom, the Biden administration has rolled out a series of measures to try and stem the flow of migration and manage the situation along the U.S.-Mexico border, but is facing multiple lawsuits from Republican states as well as advocates posing a risk to Biden's border plans. So if it's a Biden idea, they don't like it. But it's all his fault because he's got open border policy, so they claim on right-wing talk radio. In this case, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, lying through his teeth. But every time he tries to put forth a policy, they sue him in the federal courts. And now this week, the Biden administration is suing the state of Texas in the federal courts for what seems very inhumane and not very Christian. I'm putting razor wire on barrels in the Rio Grande. But that's a grand old plan for the grand old party. They think that's a winning formula.
You know, you got to wonder what that, I don't know, powwow session looked like, what that meeting looked like when they got to get together and they put their heads down and pen to paper and say, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And they ended up with barrels in the river with razor wire. That was the one they ended up with. You know
couldn't
what I'm saying?
Couldn't they come up with sharks with freaking laser beams on their head?
Come on, man. Landmines. You know, you're not even trying until you landmine it. Listen, look at the Russians. Look at Ukraine Republicans. Take a page out of that book. Did someone propose landmines? I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
I believe that Donald Trump says if he's reelected, he plans on targeting the cartel, bombing them if necessary. And the cattle farmers that actually cross the border to allow their animals to graze, apparently he's going to build not gates, but like stairs so the cows can go over the border fence. That's a better plan, see? Because we don't want a porous border. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your calls. Andy, you're first, I promise. 844-96-PARTY.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with thunderstorms developing late and lows in the upper 60s. Storms linger Wednesday morning, then sunny, hot, and low 90s for the afternoon. Sunny and hot Thursday, high mid-90s, maybe some storms late. Currently 89 degrees.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Go back to the phones at 844-967-2789.
Annie, you're a patient woman. Thank you. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie.
I remember back when Scott Fitzgerald was trying his damnedest to get me to be an angry person who hates guns, and they had already taken care of the mourning doves that I used to have in my front yard. They were going to make it legal to shoot cranes. They wanted a hunting.
The ribeye of the sky.
Yummy, yummy.
And I happened to be looking up something in that old, good old Bible in Leviticus. And it's like against one of the laws there too, to not eat. I forget what they were referred to as, but you know, that's what cranes are, you know, probably because there's, you know, I don't know.
Wait, so there's something in the Bible that says thou shalt not eat crane? Thou shalt not eat ribeye of the sky? I didn't even know.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, there you go. So
our buddy Joel Clayfish has got some real troubles. Because if anybody's eating crane, it's Joel. You got anything else, Annie? Thou shalt not eat crane, Annie. Anything else?
No, it's just one of the many irritants that Fitzgerald entered into my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of those, Annie. We let them all lay out on Fridays, but we appreciate your call today. Thank you.
Trucker Dean calling in from Schofield. Welcome, Trucker Dean. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing? Did you see me waving before, Crudy?
Was that you, man? Somebody was honking at me.
Yeah.
What was I driving?
No, you were talking about somebody going past Waupaca and Waiwega. I think that was me earlier in the show.
Were you the guy? Okay. Listening. All right. Trucker Dean. We'll give you credit for that one. I thought you were talking about the guy walking by the highway outside Amro yesterday at like 4 a.m. I was a little nervous for the guy. Like I couldn't tell if he was walking to his milking job or, you know, the meth got the better of him. I just couldn't tell why he was out walking the roads at 4 a.m.
Because it's better than driving.
I was going through there about 2 a.m. But anyways, wasn't a few years back the Republicans all worried about Sharia law coming to the United States? I'm almost thinking these laws that they're passing now was just kind of the Christian version of it.
Call it canon law, if you would. Canon law. We're good with canon law, but not that Sharia law stuff.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, what's next? We all go to Lambeau Field and watch executions or something? It's getting a little ridiculous here.
Well, not unless it's the Bears. Trucker Dean, appreciate you checking in from across the great
Rogers
state of
owns
Wisconsin.
The Bears, but he's not here anymore, Curdy. We'll see what love does.
844-967-2789. Rico from the Rock County area. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey. Hey, how you guys doing?
He preempted your grumble.
Hey, I absolutely love that little segment with Mark Pocan in it. Oh, man. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. You bring it for Wisconsin. Oh, man, he hit that out of the park. And there, you know what? Yeah, I've been watching some of this stuff in Congress lately, and it's like, you know, if we ever had a problem with messaging, I'll tell you what, some of these congressmen here in, right now today, they're hitting it out of the park. They really are, because they're just reaching right out for the blatant truth, but they have a way of saying it that it just grabs you by the heartstrings, you know. And it's like, are you, no matter which side of the fence you come down on, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, kind of you got to be human, right? And I just, oh, they bring it every day lately. And I think that's really the way you reach out and touch these younger voters, because they see this stuff and it's like, you know, what kind of person do I really want to be when I get a little older?
No.
That's all I got for you guys.
And thanks, man. We appreciate it, Rico, as always. You know, to the Republicans, inclusivity is somehow exclusionary. I mean, I guess it is in the fact if you don't like the people who are being included, that might bother you. But see, isn't that what's, I don't know what your definition of society, I don't know what your readings of your religious text tell you, but I'm about the love, man. And everyone's got to get through the day, Rico. So, you know, for the Republicans to continually bring this up, and Mark Pocan, articulate and passionate and dead on. I mean, dead on. They will use the Republicans, the MAGAs, all these issues. As Mark said, well, how many, we know everyone knows someone who's gay, but, you know, most people don't know someone who's trans, perhaps. So let's go there. And then it just leeches from there. Because it's not about, you know, supporting people in society and lifting everybody. It's about dividing and conquer and, you know, organizing and motivating your base and, you know, giving lip service to some donors so you get paid. You know, it's to me, Rico, extremely transparent and not at all what I perceive their religion to be about. But, you know, I guess it's up to belief. Thanks for the call, Rico.
Here's my question. When are you giving blood? Civic pints. We've been talking about it. We're running out of month here.
Oh, that's right, man. So it's going to have to be what? Before month? By Monday. Got to get Monday. Blood by Monday.
So when are you giving blood, Dom?
If you want blood, you got it, man. ACDC. Well, before Monday, I guess.
Well, here's...
Now, do you need to... Can I give it? Can I just drop it off? Or do you need to go and actually, like, go through the process?
I think they want to see...
I understand it takes a little bit of time to get a pint out, man.
But
and then they,
like,
say you can't drink for, like, 24 hours. So I'm really having a struggle here. I don't know when this is going to happen.
Can't drink for 24 hours? Well, that pretty much rules out all donations of your bodily fluids. Dominic, here's what I would say. Relatively painless. I mean, a little prick. And I don't mean you in this case.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Nearly painless. Took no more than 15 or 20 minutes to actually give the blood. Probably 5, maybe 10 minutes to go through the questionnaire. It didn't take me more than 10 minutes to give the blood. And then they asked that you stick around a little bit. But here's the good news. If you hashtag it Civic Pints and you give a pint, you will win tickets. You get tickets. You just got to hashtag them. State Fair tickets or Brewer tickets, baby.
Ooh,
we're done entering you into a lottery. Not you. You're not eligible.
Oh, what? What?
Well, we could probably get you some State Fair tickets. Cream puffs would be good for you, you know, after you give the blood.
Oh, man. Like I said, Crudy, with all the pints that I've consumed in my life, I should be able to find a little bit of time between now and Monday to give at least one back.
Well, we ask that you do. The rest of you, we ask you do the same. People need blood. Summer is a shortage time. Civic Pints, hashtag it. Get a pair of tickets, the State Fair or a Brewers game. It'll be super cool. Need so many more of you to participate. I'm going to ask again tomorrow and the day after until Dom's given his blood. And then we're going to compare notes and see who gets the tickets. Thank you all for listening. Stick around. Maggie Dawn's show is next. And then Educated Educators Talking Education. It's Busted Pencil with Dr. Tim Slucker and Dr. Jody Lupinacci. And then Rick Smith going nationwide. Keep it locked. Civic Media. That's what the real patriots do.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM.